With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting California wildfires are burning, fueled by strong winds.
Firefighters are scrambling to corral flames, churning along hillsides in Los Angeles. Forecasters say life-threatening destructive gusts could last for days, bringing extreme fire risk to areas that have not seen substantial rain in months. One fire swiftly consumed a large part of the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, sending residents fleeing down the clogged Pacific Coast Highway. Resident actor Steve Guttenberg was urging people who abandoned their cars to leave their keys behind so that they could be moved. And President Joe Biden had to cancel a planned event in Riverside County due to the wildfire threat. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Donald Trump's incoming chief of staff says she wants the West Wing to be free of drama. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Susie Wiles is laying down the law for her White House colleagues. She tells Axios that she will not tolerate backbiting, second-guessing inappropriately, or drama. If Wiles succeeds, it would be a departure from the early months of the first Trump administration. Former Chief of Staff Reince Priebus was quoted in 2018 as saying, take everything you've heard about chaos and disorganization inside the Trump White House and multiply it by 50. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jimmy Carter's state funeral has moved to Washington after observances in his native Georgia. The 39th president's remains left the Carter Presidential Center on Tuesday morning and flew to the Washington area aboard Special Air Mission 39. Members of Congress honored Carter in the Capitol Rotunda, where his body lies in state through Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 178 points, the Nasdaq dropping 375. This is SRN News. The leading cause of death around the globe is abortion.
According to a survey of 2024 compiled by Worldometer, there were 45 million abortions in the world last year. Compare that to 8 million deaths due to cancer, 5 million due to smoking, and 1.3 caused by auto accidents. In fact, if you add up all the possible causes of death in 2024, abortion is responsible for about 42% of the total. That means that global mortality for the past year could have been cut nearly in half if nobody was having abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers is reviving his plan to enable voters to repeal and create state laws. He crafted a similar proposal in 2022 for voters to repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban, but Republicans killed that plan. It's expected they'll do so this time as well. This is SRN News. The deaths of two people in the wheel well of a JetBlue aircraft are under investigation in Florida.
Two bodies were found in the landing gear compartment of a JetBlue plane Monday night at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. A JetBlue spokesperson says they were found during a routine post-flight maintenance inspection. The plane had arrived in Fort Lauderdale shortly after 11 p.m. from JFK Airport in New York. 2 weeks ago, a body was found in the wheel bay of a United Airlines flight from Chicago to Maui. Julie Walker, New York.
Hawaii authorities are asking lawmakers for money to hire 8 people and pay for a $2 million expansion of a forensic lab to crack down on the rampant smuggling of illegal fireworks. The request comes 1 week after a massive explosion of illegal fireworks at a Honolulu home. More details at SRNnews.com.